Yes.
Come to Black and a Half and rub your middle. Rub your middle.
There you go. Put that on business cards. That's your swag right there.
Exactly.
Market that shit.
Boom.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
Hey, welcome to Black and a Half.
Yes, we're back for another week.
And we're Black and a Half. Our guest this week.
You say
Lana Milk and Honey. Lana Milk and Honey, burlesque dancer.
Yes.
Part of Lady Luck's burlesque. She got to sit down with us for this episode. She's wonderful. She's a bit geeky, which we love.
And fucking awesome.
And funny. You'll have to check her out in one of her upcoming shows. But we got a few dates that we got to promote here ourselves.
Yes.
February 28th, Black and a Half. We come to the rendezvous for Happens to Be Black.
Black History Month. That's right. Not leap year this year, so we had to get it in by the 28th.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a fun evening of comedy, poetry, and theater.
And orgies, from what I understand. Maybe not?
We scratched that.
Okay, we took that one off.
Yeah, we took that off the writer.
Okay.
But very fun show. You can buy tickets online for a discount. Also, I'll be on Back at the Rendezvous March 8th for March Mirth. That's a little comedy show I've put together. And then just dropping it out there now, Comedy Trek, Nerd Comedy Festival.
Yes.
Videos, dancers.
Strippers.
Burlesque dancers.
Well, okay.
Belly dancers.
Belly dancers, yes.
Get some Orion Slave Girls are going to be there.
Drug addicts.
Well, probably. Yeah, they're probably on stage.
Yeah, those are the comics.
So those will be great.
Yeah.
Anyway, also, our sponsors are audible.com. You can click on links on our site. You can shop on our site at Amazon and help support Black and a Half.
Exactly. And Black History Month.
Yes. Really pushing Black History Month today.
Exactly.
Oh, jeez.
Watch Roots this month.
Don't watch? So that's the anti-Black history?
Well, I just remember having to sit through class and watch that crap. And you're the only Black person in class, and, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's painful.
It's the one time they paid attention to us.
Exactly. We're so sorry, Silas and Manny.
Yeah.
Well, we're half sorry, Silas.
We're half sorry.
Well, your dad was probably a slave owner. Yeah, maybe.
But he's nice about it.
Yeah, but he would have freed him when he died.
This is my last wish, is that you're free.
Thanks.
Thanks,
now
Paul.
That you're dead. Great. So, listen, this episode was wonderful.
Yes.
We'll be back. And check out Hope. Sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah.
We have a newsletter.
I didn't even know we had one of those.
Yeah, we just started it.
As yes.
Probably this episode.
Yep.
So when you go to blackandahalf.com, you can sign up for our newsletter and find out where we're going to be next.
Exactly.
See if we're going to do another show somewhere special.
Maybe we'll come to your neighborhood.
Yeah, like a neighborhood comedy show.
Yeah, or we'll perform at your house.
Yeah, we would do that.
Yeah.
Not sexually.
Not sexually. Yeah, I mean, not with each other, of course, but maybe with you.
Wow.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, Leo, let's start the show.
Yeah, this is a very sexy edition of Black and a Half.
To a sexy episode, Black and a Half.
Wait, when is it not sexy?
It's always sexy when we're on.
Well, that's right. Tell me about the Buffy thing.
Oh, so there is a performer she's mostly a producer now. She's like the godmother of Nerdlesque in Seattle, and JoJo Stiletto. And for 2 years, she did Weedon-esque burlesque. So it was all works inspired by the Joss Whedon, and there's a fabulous Buffy act, and but every time I'm like, fucking Buffy, right? Firefly people, they're ape shit. People firmly believe Firefly is the superior Joss Whedon show,
but it only had 16 episodes,
right?
Buffy, I mean, granted, I think it's 15 was pretty terrific for a first season, in particular. It was a good freshman year.
Right.
In particular. But you're talking about a seven-season show that was incredible.
And won Emmys. And
yeah.
Had a great movie with Luke Perry.
No. Don't bring up. Don't just try to make people mad. Yeah. You know, I was actually reading about that, something interesting. I didn't realize when they created the Buffy series, you know, into sticking with canon on what was true for the world,
mm-hmm.
they went off of what the original script was, not what was actually the movie. So apparently they kept all the rules and everything that they had stated from the movie, but only the script, because they changed so much of it for the movie that...
Yeah,
because
if you watch the movie and the TV show, they don't make any sense.
Yeah,
as being a...
But they apparently, according, if you follow just the script, everything makes sense about the Hellmouth and everything that went on, like where they were going to. So the script, I guess.
Yeah, all that shit got really confusing with the Hellmouth and the principal and the demon. Yeah, it got a lot. I mean, you had to pay attention.
There was a, like, as you can see, I have a long time ago, I bought the Xbox instead of the PlayStation because an Xbox had two Buffy video games. PlayStation only had one.
We are officially not friends anymore.
Well, did you see the board game that I have? I have the Buffy board game.
Wow. You were obsessed with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
No, Buffy.
No?
I'm obsessed with Buffy.
All right.
Sarah Michelle Gellar is like this crazy Republican.
Is she really?
She is.
Oh,
she's
God,
a wacko.
She was so hot.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But
she has a weird nose. It was a weird, like, dimply nose. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm superficial. Faith? I probably wouldn't get licked.
Faith? Anyone?
Yeah.
I feel like Faith was hotter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Leather pants.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But, yeah. But a bad girl.
Well, I suppose that's...
I wouldn't
some sort
want her to babysit me.
I mean, if we're talking about awesome shows, Charmed, I loved... never mind.
You know what? Well,
Rose McGowan was fantastic.
Was Charmed?
She's so hot. Seriously, what happened to her?
I have no idea.
Why did she marry Marilyn Manson?
Yeah, oh my God.
Why did Dita Von Teese? How does a guy so fundamentally creepy and weird and wear prosthetic tits...
Yeah.
And... bang Jenna Jameson, and she talks about it in her book.
Right.
And how he's like a total freak psycho.
Damn.
Which, not surprising.
Right.
And would like call her and like, baby, I love you. I miss you. How does that guy, that guy, get those girls?
Ugh.
Anyone?
I need to step my game up.
You need prosthetic tits.
I do.
Apparently.
Yeah, exactly. And that's going to be my next show.
There you go.
Charmed, I actually did watch. I thought it was a stupid looking show, and I was home one day and I caught an episode. I was like, huh.
Yeah.
And then somebody said something, and I sort of watched a couple, and then they were starting it over on like the TNT thing. So I started kind of watching a bit of it, and I did actually get into it a bit. I did start liking it. And then I don't know, it did get somewhere that I was like, this I don't like.
Here's a question. What's the worst TV show that you've been drawn into that you're like, is your guilty pleasure that you're
TV
afraid to
show?
Like series.
Oh, series. Yeah, okay. Because I was like, I have to admit that I have watched The Jersey Shore, much to my chagrin, but
right.
I will firmly blame it, A, on my boyfriend calling you out. B, there was a boy on a stripper pole, and I will watch anything. There's a man falling down on a stripper pole, and I watched the entire season hoping for that again. I was
hilarious.
Like, really?
Why did the real world... And we'll watch the Real World Road Rules. But those aren't really series.
Those were always fun to watch, though. Cause
no, those are amazing. Well, when they were, you know, fresh.
Scripted? Yeah,
what about
when
a
they were
scripted
new?
Show?
Yeah. Now they're pretty, like...
Mine was, what was it? Gilmore Girls. I don't know why I started watching that
Gilmore
shit.
Gilmore Girls is the shit.
It was awesome.
Dude, that was an Emmy Award-winning show.
Well, Lorelai
a good
and
show.
Rory. I was just
Lorelai
like, what's going to happen this week?
Foxy.
Isn't
she's amazing.
Oh,
and they had
God.
A dog.
Yeah. That's my dream woman.
No, she's fabulous, as it should be.
But I think if you're saying guilty pleasure, it has to be something that's actually
like
not
Vampire
good.
Diaries.
Oh, something that's not good.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Otherwise it's not a guilty pleasure. You shouldn't feel guilty for liking quality.
Well, I
it's
just
like,
felt guilty.
My guilty
because,
pleasure
like,
is Louis C.K. as a comic.
Well, see, okay, here's my thing is like, I would never tell any of my friends that I was watching Gilmore Girls, you know? Just like,
you lose a little street cred when you're like,
they all, they're going to know it now, though.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like that episode of Seinfeld when found out they were all watching Melrose Place.
Yes. Vampire Diaries. I will totally admit that I was like,
I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's awful. Don't. Really? It's it's total shit.
I've never even seen Walking Dead. I mean, that's great.
That's right? Amazing.
Is it? Okay. How many seasons are there now?
Well, they're in the middle of three, but first season is only 6 episodes.
Okay.
Second season is only 12, I think. 12 or 15.
And they split them.
Oh, okay.
They split the season, so they do like 6 and 6. We're getting this weekend.
Well, isn't this a full 24?
Yeah, but they'll like do
12 a chunk,
and then they go on hiatus for a while to make you insane. It is the best thing about February.
They didn't know.
It's so good. The kid from The Walking Dead.
It's gonna be
Gonna be at the Emerald City Comic Con.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
You're not gonna
care about him.
You're not gonna.
No, if Daryl was there.
I got my tickets for Comic Con.
You got the 3-day.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go.
You're gonna go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a picture with
Burt Ward. And Adam West are going to be there.
What? Yeah. Crazy.
I showed my daughter, she's 5.
Mm-hmm.
I showed her that we watched the Batman movie, the original, with Adam West.
Oh, right.
Just so that she would learn what Batman was. And I told her, you can't watch the other ones because they're kind of scary.
Yeah.
But these are fun, and these guys will be there. They're not going to look anything like this.
No, they are not.
Yeah. Princess Leia, too, she wants to... She's excited to see her, but I'm like, she's going to look more like Grandma.
Man, they were like tearing her apart on the roast. Poor Carrie Fisher. Man.
Which roast?
That was
the roast of Carrie Fisher.
No,
I'm just kidding. No, wasn't it?
God, who was it? It was Roseanne. I think it was Roseanne that they were all just like shitting on her and like I guess she had some real serious issues. And
I
was like,
oh yeah, I knew her past issues were messed up.
Yeah, apparently her book is amazing though.
Is it?
I've not read it, but I hear that it is really well written. That it's funny and smart and.
Nice. If they have it on tape, I will definitely.
Audibles.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Shit is amazing.
We're sponsored by Audible, by the way.
Oh, so well, yay. Nice. Yay, Audible.
Audible.com. And I don't know. There's probably a code that I need to find instead of a link. I have links, but I don't remember.
There you go.
I don't remember the codes.
You got any Black History Month trivia for this episode?
On this day in Black History, 200 slaves were killed.
Fuck.
I can say that any day.
Yeah, exactly, right? Any day.
Any day.
In 1700.
Yay, I'm so glad I'm Snow White.
I know. It's great. Well, you're our demographic of a guest.
Yes.
White female.
Exactly. It goes blackish, white. Oh, so
yeah.
It's like it's a,
yeah, it's full circle.
And there you go.
Smooth chest, daddy boobs, mambies. Real
like,
ones.
U-N-I-T-Y. There you go.
You gotta let them know. That was the best.
Lana Milk and Honey.
It's true.
Lana Milk and Honey.
How did you get that name?
Honestly, my boyfriend. I totally give him cred for it.
Nice.
When he was still trying to like want to date me, he was like, "Your skin's so pasty." Well, he likes milk, and I'm like, "Fucking, I'm pasty." But he's like, "It's so smooth. It's like the land of milk and honey." And I laugh because.
Right.
Some weak game.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, Lana Milk and Honey. If I ever do anything, there it is.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
And then you decided to do your burlesque after that?
Well, it took a long time to get up the guts to want to do the burlesque. Like, I was like, I'm going to
do it. I
didn't
know if you were already a burlesque dancer.
No, not yet. But I was like, if I ever do it, now I have a name for it.
Nice.
You know what? So I'm friends with, I was friends with, I don't want to use people's real names, but a scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. She friended me on Facebook, so she has a different real name.
Okay.
I'll say Margaret for this. It's not true. But,
okay.
And she friended me, and I thought it was just like her username or something. And I was like, why are you going by this? And she's like, oh, it's my burlesque name. I was like, you do burlesque?
Nice.
Oh, I didn't know this. And then here's the thing. When I read it, I'm dumb sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I just read SC Andel. Because the first name was SC, last name was Andel.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, SC Andel.
I did the same thing. That makes me feel so much better.
Until I was walking, we were actually on a walk around, and this is like after a year or so. I'm walking around Green Lake with her and a fellow friend, and where she goes, when I'm Scandal, then I do that. I'm like, oh.
Right, exactly. You thought she was like South Carolina Andel or something.
I was like, I didn't get it.
From Bohemia, and I was like, she's Bohemian. It didn't make sense. Scandal from Bohemia makes me.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then I was like, great. Okay. And now, like, so, Manny, I was just telling you that there's this group, Lady Lux Burlesque.
Right.
That, so I'm going to start hosting their shows for them.
Nice.
And,
so do you go up and do comedy before? Or?
So, yeah, okay. I guess little set, I guess, and then...
well, traditionally, that's how it really works, because naked ladies make people uncomfortable, so you have to make them.
They do?
Apparently.
Wow, not
well,
for me.
You know, it's not like, you know, uncomfortable bad.
Wait, so maybe in the bedroom before everyone undresses...
You should make jokes. Undress,
I should start making like, wait, let me do a quick five.
Yeah, we'll just quick five.
Because you're only going to get a quick five anyway, so...
Pace yourself.
Yeah, so I haven't done it with them yet, mm-hmm. so... And that's some scandal and introduced me to the leader of the pack. And that's how I'm at law. And now I'm befriending all these different burlesque dancers. They're finding me. And what's funny about it is, like, all these names just crack me up. I'm looking at all these.
Oh, it's really funny.
I was like, I had no idea that. I knew I'd been friends with Cherry Manhattan for a long time. She just friended me randomly. First, I thought it was like a spam bot, but then I was oh, this is a real person.
I get some of those all the time. Yeah. It's like, hey, thanks for the ad. And then it's like, just like getting like porno advertisements on my Facebook.
But this one is just.
That's what it's like having burlesque performers as your friend on Facebook. I know, it's like very glamorous. Yeah.
Your parents are like.
Okay, let me ask you though. What is. How would you explain to somebody, like, to my mom? My mom listens to the show. Hi, mom. Quit flirting with Manny.
I get why she would flirt with Manny.
Yeah,
she's really hot.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
She's wrong. What. How would you explain to her the difference? What's the difference between burlesque and stripping? Being a stripper, being a burlesque dancer.
That's all.
You don't go nude? What? I mean, when you're in burlesque school?
I don't know. It's a lot. There's a lot of politics, and some people are really offended by stripper. It's essentially really what we are.
Is there a legal thing? Because you can't have a stripper in a bar.
No. Yeah, because we don't. Seattle, we have this huge burlesque community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have really intense rules, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have a one-inch strip from crack to crack. So, you know, which is also the same instrument.
I was like, in the room? Well, like, what crack in the room?
No. On your lady cracks.
Okay.
Yeah, or boy cracks on your whatever. It's just 1 inch around, 1 inch thick. And you have to have your nipples covered up.
Okay.
With pasties or paint or something, unless you're a boy. And then some boys are like, have solidarity and wear it. Idaho, you can't show the under part of your boob.
Really?
So you have to.
That's the best part.
Exactly.
Side boob.
Side boob is awesome.
Yeah, I just learned that side boob was like a real thing to people. So we've got all these like very strange, intense rules, and which I think is partially why burlesque is really popular here. Mm-hmm. And it's cold, and we do everything inside because there's nothing else to do. But so the difference, I think, that. Burlesque is a little bit more cerebral. There's a story. There's an arc. There's...
Now, do people fake a story so that they can strip?
Well, sometimes, like...
Like, I know, like, if there's... Can these deja vu or whatever, would they be able to get away with something if they were like, oh, it's burlesque for this?
Well, that's kind of how burlesque made, like, a big comeback was in the strip clubs, because it died in the 80s, pretty much, like, the art of burlesque.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Dita Von Teese and Catherine Delish, these are big deal ladies. Mm-hmm. They were working the circuit, and they were headliners, and they were getting a lot of bookings and play because they were going really slow and teasing the audience and doing all of these classic burlesque-y things. And turns out people like that.
And I do have to say that if all the burlesque dancers look like you. Okay, so like they're, I mean, they're beautiful, right? And then like you got strippers, and any stripper I've ever seen has been ugly as shit. Like, I don't know. There was I had the worst. Like, I've only been to like two strip clubs, but I had the worst experience in a strip club.
Was it in North Carolina?
No.
Go there.
Oh, is it horrible?
That's what I hear.
Get stabbed with like creepy and shit.
Yeah. There was a stripper shack. I'm not even shitting
you. Serious?
There was a trailer on the side, like on the freeway, that was like. Lap dances.
Oh my god! Wow. Nothing.
Yeah, it was that Deliverance style.
Yeah, my stripper was like, I went. Okay, so like a buddy of mine that I worked with wanted to go to the strip club, and I was like, dude, I don't want to go. He was like, well, I'm gonna go in. And you can sit in the car. And I was like, well, I'll sit in the fucking car then. And then he was like, all right, I'll pay for your way in. I was like, I really don't want to go, but we go in,
he gets a lap dance from some like lady who's like crazy, and she's like, you know, taking his hands, putting him in places, you know. I'm just like, all right, you probably have the disease now.
Yeah.
But this yeah, exactly. Then this this like kind of overweight Russian lady comes over to me, and she starts hitting on me. And she's like, do you want the lap dance from me? And I was like, oh, I'm good. You know, and then, like, she started, like, she sat on me, and she was really, like, spiky, like, her, like, hair and shit. And then she called me gay, and I was like, yes, I probably sucked many cocks. And then she left me alone. I was like, all right. And that was the end of my stripper story, so.
That's a bummer.
That was horrible.
That's an awful stripper story.
Yeah, that just takes all, like, I don't, I have no desire to go back, so.
You know, I will say, too, I mean, from the pictures of all the burlesque dancers, yeah, definitely seems the attractiveness level is up from.
Thank you.
Because it's from a stripper.
It's from like a place of creativity, not from a place of. It's money.
There are the.
But I don't want to say
the bigger girls do burlesque too.
Yeah,
Then
it's like, all
you
encompassing.
Don't go in a strip joint.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
play a Rick's because usually they're on heroin. I think is why they're so skinny. So.
Yeah, like I would not be able that they would be like no.
Oh,
no.
Whatever.
No, my best friend, he's a DJ, so he's like coming in on the main stage.
Is it annoying at all that strippers in a club will make way more money?
Yeah, so I was just in Vegas, and the strippers are infinitely more attractive, I feel like, maybe in Vegas, because it's Vegas, but it's really homogenized sexy.
Right.
Like, it's, I think that that's just kind of how the Vegas scene is anyway. It's all about, like.
They're like the Columbus, Ohio of strippers.
Yes, yeah, they are blonde, and they are blue-eyed, and they have big tits, and they don't jiggle.
And
it'll
appeal to everybody.
Yes,
like a Big Mac.
Yes. Yes. All the businessmen that have their...
The Olive Garden.
Yes.
Strippers.
It is there the OG of strippers. For real. No. But they have giant poles, and that's really... That's interesting to watch. Like, I would love to be able to do that. I would fall. I will be totally honest. I would grab the pole and fall. But I like the idea of being really...
Mona just killed herself.
I did. I think she's a paraplegic now. That's not sexy. Nobody wants that.
Coming to the stage in a wheelchair.
I don't know. Maybe there's a market for that.
Like
there you go. Yeah. You're all like tilting back and forth and like.
Special Olympics of burlesque.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming in wheelchairs.
You got the little control and
peg legs.
I like it. I'm totally pro. Well, that's kind of the cool. There's short people. God, was the proper.
Little person. There you go.
Yeah.
We'll say midget on this show. There's
okay,
no word.
Fabulous. Yes. Dwarf. There is.
I like dwarf.
Yeah, she's a performer out of Los Angeles. Uh-oh. She was on the Dita Von T's big. She came in with
was her name Bridget the Midget?
No.
No?
I know who Bridget
the
Midget is.
You know who Bridget the Midget is?
Yes, I went to the Avian Awards.
Wow.
I did.
How was
I was
that?
In
really?
Vegas by myself. Mm-hmm. And not really by myself.
You went right there?
The Adult Video Awards, for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah, and I say it like avian, like the bird, and that's not what it is.
The Bird Awards. So
yeah, I just confused a lot of people. It's like, I went to the Avian Expo, and they were like, why would you go to a bird expo in Vegas? It's like, because...
Give it up for the pterodactyl.
Yeah, whoop, whoop. I was meeting my friends. They're from L.A., and so it was for his 30th birthday, and...
Nice.
What the hell? I mean... The people watching was amazing. I have to say that it was terribly overwhelming and weird, but Bridget the Midget was there. I have a friend who really likes Bridget the Midget.
Wow.
And she had some sort of weird, like, macrame bondage thing. It was a little intense, but...
Scares me.
At the Avian Awards, are people just, like, feeling each other off and making...
I didn't go to the awards. I went to the expo, which is not sexy, I feel like. I'm going to be totally honest. There was, like... And it was really weird.
It was like they're having the toys around showing, oh, this is the latest in
there
toys.
There was toys. And there was lots of video. Like, everywhere you looked, you're like, you're like, oh, it was nice to meet you.
That's always that awkward moment when you go into, like, an adult store. And
then, you recognize somebody?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, hey, man.
Oh,
check
that was,
it
like,
out.
In high school.
I have that video.
Exactly. No, you're going to want to fast forward to, like, 3 hours in. It's fucking great.
Yeah, yeah. Scene 4. That's where it's at. Yeah, it's weird. And I was a girl by myself. I don't feel like that was probably like.
Are there a lot of sleazy guys just walking around like?
There was the guy. Yeah, yeah. The mouth breathers. Yeah. There was a guy who's like.
That's how Comic-Con is sometimes. I'm just like.
I'm kind of excited. I don't know. I met some, I work at the Knock Knock doing a stage kitten for Sinner Saint on Thursdays, some on every other Thursday, essentially. And there were some guys that were big old nerds, and they're, I was like, oh, what are you guys in for? Because I'm waiting for my friend. They're like, big nerd convention, woo. And I was like, hey, nerds, you're my people. And he was like, nah, there's like this thing where they just assume girls don't like nerdy things. And
which
then
is
they,
ridiculous.
And then when you say something, I was like, well, my most, the act I do the most is Poison Ivy. I'm throwing around Red Sonja. And then they're like, may I buy you a drink? Please be my friend.
But, okay, and I thought.
So, but yeah, mouth breathers. There was a lot of mouth breathers at the Avian Expos. And, but I wasn't totally, There's a guy that,
I thought, okay, so I always used to watch these Real Sex series on HBO.
That was the best growing up. Like, I always used to try to watch that.
That shit is hilarious.
Okay,
right?
Hilarious finding out weird stuff that goes on. And so now I watch it. My wife is very conservative as far as values and especially with sex and such.
So
I
can't
like,
really watch porn anymore.
Well, so it's weird. I watch these and I feel like I'm watching porn, but it's documentary.
It's
fascinated
like,
by it.
You got to keep. Remember how like when you were growing up, you keep it on like the channel, like so you go last. Before your mom walks in. Oh shit!
I don't.
Yeah. In the video.
No, I would never do that at all.
Yeah. My favorite was watching like Scramble Vision. You're like, oh shit, a titty.
That's a titty. Cinemax.
Yeah, exactly.
Cinemax
that's
free
what,
weekend.
That's what kids, I feel like kids miss out on that now because they just don't get the channel.
Yeah. Oh,
they go
God.
Online.
You Young know? Kids, you like, do not know what you were missing.
The joy of seeing a boob unscramble
for
unscramble like for 10
like
seconds.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
You're like, oh.
And then everybody knew that kid who had like the scrambler box and they had all the free channels and shit. You go over their house
their
and
house.
Watch porn and, or WWF. Like
but
I
so,
same difference, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's be honest.
Watching the real sex videos, I'm fascinated by like the convention. They cover the convention and go in there and how people like are they're a huge fan of so-and-so and so they want to get it. I'm like, I just think
that's
from the
weird.
Woman's standpoint, I was like, isn't like it just seems like it would be weird like knowing you really watch a lot of me. Like I'm glad I have fans to just have a so I can make money, but at the same side, you know, it's like it's almost it's creepy. And then you came here to see me.
It
Isn't
was weird.
It seems creepy.
I think it'd be really creepy to like buy like one of those like what is it, the flesh things?
Oh my god!
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
They were there, and I totally went. I'm yay porn, whatever. I don't, whatever's your deal.
Yeah.
I totally went to people watch. I will be totally honest.
Oh, seriously, that's the best.
It was intense. But going there and not being like porn starred out though.
Mm-hmm.
They were not really very nice to me, the boys. They were not nice. Like, there was a guy with a Ninja Turtle shirt. I was like, Teenage Mutant. He was like,
Jesus. Yeah. Wait, he was a porn star?
No, he was just some fucking douchebag just standing there. I was like.
But if you were Jenna Jameson, he would have been like.
Oh, yeah. He would have like, can I lick your boots?
Yeah, exactly. God, man.
Yeah. And then they had all kinds of weird contraptions. My favorite weird contraption that I tell everybody. It was the monkey bars. Z on the end. It was some sort of contraption that you could wear around your waist, typically with handles.
Wow.
Hilarious.
I
was cracking up. It was one of those things where I was like. Anybody, please, somebody be here and know that this is funny with me.
Oh, that's great.
And I stood in line to meet Ron Jeremy.
So,
that I did.
Is he dying or what's the thing?
I don't know. He told me I was pretty. Nice. And, which is hilarious. My mom was like, tell Ron hi. My mom's sick. But he wasn't very excited and there was just a bunch of dudes. So he's like.
Yeah. No,
and then he was like, yay, finally a girl. And he was like, you're pretty. And he's disgusting, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's like a 900 and he's this like squatty, balding Jew.
Yeah.
He's not cute. And he's like, you're pretty. I was like, oh, thanks. It's magic. I don't know how he did it. And he was like, you're pretty. I was like, oh, thanks. And then he stuck his hand down my shirt. I was like, oh,
did he? Are you serious?
Yes. I have a picture of Ron Jeremy sticking his hand down my shirt.
Like, to feel your boob?
Yes, he felt me up. Ron Jeremy felt me up.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
No boundaries.
No boundaries.
No.
Whatsoever.
No. But here's the thing. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, huh. I became that girl.
Man.
I didn't mean to. I didn't, because he's disgusting. But I was like, yay.
Yeah, he does.
Me.
Like, kind of looking at this picture of him, he kind of looks like he should have been in the last Lord of the Rings. I don't know. Like,
was he on your screensaver usually?
No, it was just the news where I said, is he dying?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was he?
That's what it says.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
It says, pray for Ron Jeremy. Well,
okay, because here's why I thought it would also be because it's weird. Okay, like, I've thought about turning this into a bit, and I don't know how to exactly.
Here we go.
No,
I just want to fucking go for it.
She, Okay, like once I had a dream about having made out with somebody, you know, and then like going to see them, and I'm not dating them, and then I saw them the next day and felt really awkward and uncomfortable
because of your
like
dream.
Because
of
my
a girl.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just like I feel like we like made out at a party, but she doesn't know.
Oh,
like because like we got drunk and it's like I only kind of remember, but it's like I wanted to tell her, hey, you know, you're a really good kisser.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in my dream.
In my dream.
I've had that
then,
same
like,
dream,
how do you
but
tell
was,
them, like,
sex-based.
Hey, so I've been dreaming about you.
Yeah, then you sound like a mouth breather.
Yep.
Hi, my name's Silas. You're a really good kisser.
In my head, I feel awkward. Exactly. It's like, it's like I have a secret. I was like so, yeah.
I know I'm 15 years older than you, but...
15 years older than everybody.
Yeah.
It's the weird thing about being, like, I'll call it out, I'm 32, which makes me feel, like, super old in the burlesque world.
Yeah.
It's not they're really? Like, sometimes, like, when I'm backstage sometimes, and they're like, yeah, I just turned, like, 22, and I was like...
Like, that's the biggest thing is, like...
I have stretch marks that are older than you.
How old did you start?
I just started. I'm pretty new to the scene.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah, I'm an old...
That's why you still have hope in your eyes?
Yeah, no, my dreams have
not
been crushed
yet. It's
like
an open mic, or it's cute.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it's not like when I moved to L.A. to act, when it crushed my soul. It's what L.A. does.
God, I need to... Well, I got to eventually get out there. But it's just, like, I don't know, like, it's so, like, you see these, like, open micers, though, and they're just, like, big guys are like, oh, my gosh, how... Like, this is the year I'm going to get famous and I'm going to do this. And they don't realize that we've seen this, like, 4 years in a row. You know, it's just like, I mean, you know, hats off to them if they make it. But
it's a hard place. It's a lot of
happy.
Yeah.
Still, it's nice that for early on you're happy and it's exciting. And
I want to hear about this L.A. thing. So, So, when'd you go?
Kate, she's not writing a book.
I know
can't be in her movie.
Well, if you make a movie,
yay! I'm totally pro
there's
that.
There's always a section in our,
yes.
If you've listened. Have you listened to our podcast?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, he always tries to get in somebody's movie.
Me too. Let's do that. I'm totally pro that.
A
little Ebony and Ivory.
Exactly.
I'm into it.
We'll have like a little interracial, like, you know, dating scene or...
I like it. Let's sneak into somebody's movie.
Exactly.
That was so original if it was 1985.
Speaking of 1985, I'm totally going... I love that. I'm totally going to plug... I'm producing my very first burlesque show called I Heart the 80s, Totally Gnarly Burlesque.
I am going to that.
When is that?
June 14th at the Rebar.
At the Rebar.
Nice.
The Rebar.
Listeners,
go big. Yeah.
Make sure you're there for that. This
I'm
is
always,
gonna
I'm always.
There's going to be pop rocks in the gift bag.
Is it a gay bar?
Holy shit.
It is a gay bar, but it's not like.
Is it a boy gay bar or is it a?
I don't know.
You know what? Gay bars aren't even gay bars anymore. Everybody goes
to
bars. This is my question. I just like, do gay men, are they going to care about a burlesque show? You know what?
I feel like gay men are mostly our audience.
Yeah.
Women and gay men mostly come to our shows.
See.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because I've been invited to burlesque, and I'm like, I don't know.
You just don't want to be that perverted guy.
But
You wouldn't.
No,
partly. But then I'm also like, I don't know. Well, this was pre me signing up with your group and seeing all these burlesque dancers, because I was like, I don't know. They're gonna. I think my expectations are going to be a little higher than they will be, and I'll be sweet disappointment. And then I'm like,
there might be some of that. I'll be honest.
Do we have any drag burlesque shows out there?
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, so I didn't know until this group about boylesque.
Oh, yeah.
So they have like a boylesque. All right. Yes. The boylesque are in Lady Lux.
Quinn. Starla Quinn. He's our stage manager.
Okay, so he's a stage manager. So, he's not the kitten.
Then. No. Lillian.
But you look dressed up in the pictures.
He dresses up.
How
he does perform. I just haven't seen him though.
Okay, all right. But he didn't perform like at Daryl's.
No, but show. I think he's going to, and I think it's going to be kind of intense and awesome. I'm into it.
Okay, this is my question on that. How does Daryl's is a very a heterosexual older like crowd. How do they male crowd? How do they deal with boylesque? Like, because I think I probably would have, I was like, I think I'm going to get a smoke break, and I don't smoke.
You know what's interesting? I mean, oh, well, I'll let you go first.
Oh, no, I mean, I am also interested to see how it goes in that audience. However, there is some boylesque performers that are phenomenal, and I don't even think that it matters that they're dudes. Like, there's a performer, his name's Paris Original, and my boyfriend is clearly a heterosexual man, and he was like, he's magnificent. He is an amazing dancer. He's like, he has a dancer's body where mm-hmm. you see every muscle and he's graceful and he's absolutely amazing
to
watch.
Junk?
No, no, no. There's no junk. There's, I mean, like a banana
the
hammock.
Listeners want to know.
Okay. Banana hammock like contraption.
Yeah.
Now, are they dance? Is it dance quality like? Because I used to go to see like the more theater, I would see dancers.
Paris Original is like legit. Okay. He's amazing.
So I don't know if it's like.
The Luminous Pariah.
Is this Manny putting beautiful. On a banana hammock and going out?
It would be amazing because I'm not groomed at all right now.
So fabulous. Let's do it. Next show.
This is an afro of like a
book. You could be in my Trouble with Tribble. You can be my real life Tribble.
She's putting together for Comedy Trek in May. That's the
nice.
For those of you that don't know, listening, it's a 2-day festival of like nerd comedy, all sorts of nerd comedy. We're gonna have videos, short film. We're gonna have stand up, might have improv.
And are you gonna make it into that movie, man?
Hold on,
I probably will.
And each night there's gonna be a group of Orion slave girls.
Holy
dancing
shit.
From Star Trek, for those of you that don't know Star Trek, the green thing. And mm-hmm. so one night it's this belly dance troupe that's mm-hmm. coming in, and the other night Lana Milk and Honey's putting something together mm-hmm. for wow. a nerdlesque type of dance.
How do you get into this?
You're in it.
Oh shit. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Libido.
Yeah.
Yay.
Sorry. I'm down for it. Like, this is
sorry.
Which is so funny that you put that on there, because I was like literally two nights before I was looking on the intrawebs and looking at Star Trek corsets, and I was like, God, I want to do a Star Trek act. I want to make a Star Trek corset.
Nice.
But I don't have a reason to. And then it was like, oh, it was like my Oprah aha moment. You gave it to me. I was so excited.
Are you getting other people in it?
Yeah. I'm thinking that it will be a Trouble with Tribble sort of.
Is everyone going to be muffed out then?
I think I think there's going to be tribbles on the muff. Yeah, I think so.
I have a bit about that.
Oh, good. Then
I have actually
very cool.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I want to be Spock. I don't feel like I'm angular enough in the world. But I already found my Star Trek pasties.
That's awesome. I just want to be Lieutenant Uhura or whatever. So.
Oh my God! I will totally dress you in drag and be Uhura. Done.
I don't know.
Manny is the new Boyolesque performer. Exactly. You just bit off more than you chew. What you did? I'm totally dressing you.
We will probably sell out. If
yeah.
You did that.
Yes.
So
it'll be like
is Manny?
I will. Yeah. It'll be like the new Star Trek movie, which I love. P.S. Where Uhura and Spock make out. Let's do it.
Yeah. That was done. That was a hot scene. I'm in love with Zoe. What's her name?
Zoe.
She's smoking.
Well, in case you meet
her. And Rachel McAdams. Those are my two.
Should learn her last name just in case you run into her. And go, Zoe, oh, I love you. I'm a big fan of Zoe. I have this podcast. Just don't listen to it.
Just don't listen to it.
Said the wrong
Zoe Solid.
Solid.
Something. Her.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what happens with it. This Comedy Trek, honestly, is one of the... I almost don't wish I didn't have all these other shows
What's the official date?
May 17th and 18th, same weekend of Star Trek Into the Darkness opening.
Oh,
that's why it's called Comedy Trek Into Laughter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very creative.
But we're not just doing Star Trek stuff. It's it's all themed. People doing comic book jokes, Star Wars.
Nice.
It's a celebration of nerd is what it is.
Okay.
It's just a comedy journey
as a celebration, bitches,
or the word trek. It's just a good opening.
There you go.
But you're talking about girl geeks.
There's a huge
AFK tavern up in Everett.
I am aware of.
Have you
AFK.
Been there?
I've been there once.
I went there once. I was amazed by.
What's
it's this nerd bar.
It is straight nerdapalooza.
They have Xboxes set up like around. Like there's competitions every night. There was a Super Smash Brothers competition the night I was
really?
There. They have old school Nintendo set up there. And yeah, they have all these drinks and then drinks and stuff.
It's
yeah, total nerd. And I was like, I probably wouldn't be married to Gretchen if I knew about the bar, because I would have gone there. I wouldn't have gone dancing to swing dancing. I would have gone into this. I never would have met her because I would have been like
somebody's dream woman's just waiting in that.
Well, I was like, because I'm not super nerdy.
Yeah.
So I do have, I'm nerdy, but I don't have, but I do have charisma.
Yeah.
So, amongst the nerds, I am king.
You can pull tail being mildly nerdy and having some charisma.
I would have no problem probably talking to girls.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if all of them you would want to, though.
Oh,
you don't know.
Yeah.
Well, there's lack of social skills in a lot of them.
That's what I'm saying. There's some of them that you're like, step away from the room, my friend. Step away from the keyboard. Do this.
Yeah.
This is talking.
Oh, man.
That's a generational problem, too, yeah. I feel like.
Yeah, we have a... There's a comedy girl who was just... yeah, you know, I'm trying to say it without saying her name, but she's just socially just not there, and she showed up at the show last night.
You shouldn't talk to about Jen Seaman like that.
It's not.
I know.
We like someone named Jen Seaman?
Yeah, Jen Seaman. First name she's Jen, wonderful. Last name Seaman.
I love her out of principle.
She's not a burlesque performer.
No, it's fabulous.
She did host a burlesque show for like a year, which I thought she must have got... They must have thought that name was fake with that.
Probably,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's an assumption.
She's like, no, here's my
last
name.
No, it's my last name.
That's brilliant.
Oh, that's probably why she stopped after a year.
So yeah.
I don't want to answer this damn question again.
You probably just, you know, you get bored of sometimes, like, dealing with the, like, woo.
How is that? Like, I mean, do you get a lot of catcall? Do you feel...
Women are far more lecherous than men.
Hmm.
Really?
Straight up.
Are you... I assume you don't do this because you feel to feel objectified, right? Or do you want to be objectified?
Well, I suppose it depends on the act. I mean, we live in a society that objectifies attractive things or things, quite honestly. So I feel like I would be lying to you if I was like, no, I'm not going up there to be objectified. No. Yeah, no, it's, you know, it's nice to be like, you're pretty. Uh-huh. I say thanks. You know, of course.
Yeah, I totally agree. Even in comedy, I think that we're looking for social approval.
Yeah. I mean, I was an actress and a performer. I always want that validation. There's mm-hmm. something like incredibly, this is, you know, my theory of people that are creative in nature and seek that kind of, we're incredibly self-deprecating.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah. Completely masochistic that way. And so... why that is, you know, whatever. But it's like, tell me I'm awesome.
Exactly.
Thank you, because when I go home and I'm, you know, just me, wah, wah, it's nice to, you know, it's...
Exactly.
Being Lana is very different than, you know,
mm-hmm.
being Bristol when I, you know, clean my house. And I like that. It's fun. It's nice to be...
Yeah.
To have that escapism. It's the part of theater and all of that stuff that I really missed.
Exactly.
Have you had any... terrible tales of burlesque, like of somebody, some guy getting on stage or him like or no. trying to touch you or anything like that? Yeah,
girls are the worst.
Really?
Yeah, girls are the worst,
but
kind of across
hot,
the board.
So I mean something scary.
Well, our photo shoot outside of Daryl's, there was like
in the winter, which was great.
Out fucking outside.
Wow. I was like, they took that outside?
Yeah. Oh, and we're all like, I was like, I'm not getting my costume.
Was this
cold.
After or before our benefit thing?
It was like the week after, I think.
Oh, okay.
Or no, maybe week before. Week before.
Okay, yeah, it was freezing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was balls cold. And so we're standing outside, but when I walked in, there was this old... Let me also preface that the men who love me are, like, 4 feet tall, because I'm 6 feet tall. So out of principle, if you were, like, 5 feet tall, you will love me, and that's cool. I'm into it. Or you were really, really old. This is, like, my wheelhouse of men who love me.
Wait, how tall is your boyfriend?
This is the first guy I've ever dated that's mm-hmm. Tall, and he's like 6'4".
Oh, nice. Okay.
It's amazing.
There you go.
I was like, this is so cool. I was married, mm-hmm. and he was like, I'll be nice and say he was 5'10". I'll be nice.
He's 5'8".
He's Korean.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Fair enough.
I mean, you know, he's tall for Korean, but...
Koreans can be actually tall.
Yeah, I mean, he was like, you know, big dude. I mean, he wasn't...
Was he North Korean? No, I'm just kidding. South.
The North Koreans are taller because,
are they?
Yeah, because it's a higher latitude.
Is that bullshit?
That's completely
yeah,
bullshit.
I thought it
yeah.
was.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. But they're cute, so there you go. Yeah, yeah. And I've got this adorable half Asian baby. So
oh, there you go.
Yeah, right? It's my own personal UN. I'm working on it.
Penguins are the shortest animal because they are in the South Pole.
Bullshit.
No, it's complete bullshit.
Yep.
And polar bears are giant and white because they're in the North Pole.
Very true.
There you go. See, they're my people.
Africans are tall because, I have to have nothing to follow that up with. Because
their sun, I don't know. Because
their sun, and makes it grow like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the Kryptonian
Little Mermaid.
Sun. It's like Kryptonian sun. It just pulls
I felt like it'd be insensitive to like Lion King.
So yeah, exactly.
Little
right?
Mermaid. I did. Simba. I panicked.
I'm the wizard of wind, yeah.
Favorite thing. Love the...
I was like, I don't know, like, and here's the thing. I really feel like Disney movies are racist beyond belief.
Unbelievable.
Right.
And give you unrealistic expectations about hair.
Yeah.
About boys.
Mine's a fucked up reason, though, just because. Wow. Like, I don't feel like the black version of the song ever makes it in the movie. I think we've talked about this, haven't we?
No. Have you seen the Frog Princess one?
First one, I think, where they actually made
like,
it.
That's legit. That had some, like, what straight Zydeco, some good old Nolans.
What do you mean the black version? Like, what other?
Okay, so my three examples stem from...
Oh, you're going, like, old school. Old like, school. This is going to be, like, no, these are real and offensive.
Pocahontas. We've got Aladdin.
Colors of the Wind. Okay.
Okay, so you have Vanessa Williams who sang, you know, the real one, right? And she sang her ass off for that one. And that was, like, at the credits. But she didn't make it in the real movie, you know.
Because they never put but they never do that. Because Elton John's version wasn't in The Lion King. So they never put the big performer
but I just feel like we're
in the credits. But that's the one that gets the airplay. But
Well, because you have to use the performer singing
the song.
Oh, I
thought you were going
to
go like Dumbo. Because
that's it. Because they had the racist crows. Shit. You remember that shit?
Yes.
I seen a butterfly.
I was watching that with my daughter and I was like.
You're like, ooh.
Just ready for them to go, I ain't seen a nigga fly.
Exactly.
Like, what? What?
Oh, it might have been in the original. Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
And then
the Briar
Dumbo
Rabbit and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Tar Baby.
Saves the Clan. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no. I thought you were going there and I was going to be like, fully. No, they just don't put like, they're just trying to get the little talent.
Because I mean, like Aladdin was like, I can show you the world, you know, right? And then at the end it's like, oh, dude, you know, and it's like, holy shit, he's singing his ass off.
I heard that song
karaoke
at the
AFK.
Speaking of Nerd Bar, that's the kind of karaoke that is sung at Nerd Karaoke at the AFK.
Love it.
Nerdoki?
Nerdoki. Yeah, I know.
That could be fun.
I like the premise for a joke, if that's what it is.
No,
but,
I was just like,
but it's not valid because
it's very valid.
You have to have the actor sing it. Do you know how mad I was when I heard that? Once I heard the Beauty and the Beast sung by the white girl,
old white girl,
yeah, Sally.
No, I like that one.
What's her name, Sally?
Sally Struthers.
Mrs. Potts.
Mrs. Potts. Yeah, yeah.
Jessica Lansbury.
I was like, what is this version? They're like, well, that's what's from the song.
It
should sound nice. Why didn't they have someone else sing it? They need to have a pot sing it.
Do you ever realize how creepy fucking Disney movies are, though? Like, I swear to God, like, you remember, like, when I was just watching Pinocchio. That's like they were kidnapping little boys in the
circus.
And taking
them to the creepy island.
Exactly. That was just an episode of To Catch a Predator.
Fucking candy.
Do you think?
It is.
Yeah.
All of that. Well, it's all those fairy tales are like originally. When was the last time you read like a real Grimm's Hans Christian Andersen? Like, shit's creepy.
Right.
Like, for real creepy. Mm-hmm. And it's basically to shame your children into behaving. That is their job. Fucking do this or the witch will eat you.
Here's something that never occurred to me. Do you think now, with Disney owning Star Wars, that we could end up with
a Mickey Mouse,
a Star Wars musical? And two, should that be done?
Yoda's just like singing his woes in a movie.
Yoda will have his little sidekick.
Woe is me.
Little sidekick animal is giving all the advice. Like, would that be the little like, you know,
Jiminy
Iago?
Cricket kinda.
Yeah, Jiminy Cricket. Like, Yoda! If you're going to be a Jedi, you got to swing that lightsaber, swing that there.
It's too much.
Oh, if Disney
fucked
it up like that.
Are they going to respect it?
I feel like...
There's no Avengers cartoons yet that sing, so...
Yeah.
No,
you know.
It's probably coming. There is...
swing that.
Yeah, it's probably coming. I don't know. I feel like there would be such a rebellion... Star Wars?
A rebellion?
Nuts?
It's okay.
I know.
Star Wars.
I swear
Pun
to God,
intended.
The next day at Disneyland, that shit would be ash.
No, there is there is nothing like Star Wars nerds.
Yeah.
Those people are fucking intense.
Aren't they?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Like, I'm gonna draw my line in the sand. There is no more intense nerd I've ever met than, like, a real deal, like, lay down... I am a Star Wars nerd. Gamer nerds are pretty intense, too.
Yeah.
Those aren't my people. But
what is funny about it is most Star Wars nerd, like the nerd population of it, is from three movies.
Yes. Well, because
based around three movies, and then there's books and everything that went with it. But really, everything is off of, like, these three movies and these video games and things going off of that. There's such love and devotion to three movies. Whereas Star Trek, you could understand, like, that is storytelling of decades.
Infinite.
Decades and so much in it. And, you know, like, I can almost understand why there's such a Star Trek culture, because there's so much content.
Did you see the Big Bang Theory episode where they dressed up for the Star Trek?
Oh, no. Is it?
Dude, it's so funny. It's so funny. Their costumes are amazing. What's his nuts? It was on Roseanne.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Whatever. What's his name? Yeah, he does a little Captain Jean-Luc Picard, and he looks amazing. It's pretty funny.
Nice.
Oh, man. Dude, I didn't see the new trailer that was on at the Super Bowl, I guess, for Star Trek. Oh, I guess it was...
Yeah. I saw it on the interwebs. I didn't watch the game.
Yeah. I heard there was a blackout.
You didn't watch it?
I fell asleep during the half.
You fell asleep during the Super Bowl?
They were losing. San Francisco was losing, and I was like, there's no...
It was a great game. It ended up. The comeback was so close.
Beyonce gave the ass quake that, shut down the dome, apparently.
Did you hear about, at the inauguration, what she...
Lip-synced like they always do.
Yeah, and then...
that's what you do.
They all, questioned her, and she held a press conference, and then, belted
and
then it.
Sang, and, yeah. But then it was funny, so she didn't lip-sync at the Super Bowl, you could tell, which I'm sure she was pretty pissed about, because I'm guessing they changed a lot of choreography, because they kept it a lot tighter than I think I would have expected as far as movements for her, because you can't sing those songs.
And
do that
at the
shit.
Same time, yeah.
And I was wondering if Destiny's Child, how they came back to perform, were they like, you can't believe you got this scandal. Now we have to sing live.
Bitch.
Right? You did Beyonce that. And the backups.
So she was clearly singing live, you could tell. And that's partly why you don't sing live.
A thing with Fergie, she was on Good Morning America, and she did Barracuda and did a flip, and it sounded like she punched herself. Barracuda. It's awful. And that is why lip syncing is good sometimes.
Right. Yeah. And remember,
because quality control and that shit was off.
Remember, the two other times I remember was when Milli Vanilli came out.
That wasn't
just lip syncing. That was horrid because it wasn't them
even
at
them.
All.
Yeah.
But then I remember when Ashley Simpson thing, then suddenly she had to, everyone started having to perform again live.
Yeah.
I think it happened to Britney once, didn't
Britney
it?
Britney Spears, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It happens to everybody.
And they're explaining, I can't do these dances. And people are like, I'm feeling cheated. I went to the concert to hear you sing.
You went to see them.
You went to see them. Yeah, it wasn't.
Don't lie.
Because I'm like, this is one reason I don't go to concerts typically, is I always think the CDs sound nicer. So.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would I want to see them live?
And it's bullshit expensive now.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah, I don't go unless they're free.
The only one I saw Cyndi Lauper in concert at the Pier up here.
Did you know Cyndi Lauper, they use her as a drug reference?
What?
Yeah. Okay, here's what rappers do. So Rick Ross, he's like, I got that Cyndi Lauper. And I guess that just means the purest white of cocaine. Did you know that?
Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I did not know that. Yeah. I was looking at videos, and I straight have Cyndi Lauper's Girls I Want to Have Fun haircut now. I was like, totally edgy.
But still beautiful.
Cyndi Lauper has an 8-octave range. She's incredible.
Wow.
Singer.
Yeah,
seeing her live was incredible, and it was a different experience than you would get while listening to a CD, which is what I enjoyed. So I would go to a singer-songwriter's concert, maybe. A small thing, but I wouldn't...
Jason Mraz is amazing live.
Oh, man, that guy.
He's amazing. Alanis Morissette does a freaky hand thing.
Really?
She has, the claw. Mm-hmm. It's intense.
John Mayer's interesting live.
And she has to, take the claw and, put the claw
I like
away.
When he talks.
It's weird.
I like when he tells me this stuff, because I was like, I suddenly don't feel like the whitest person in
the
world.
Oh, totally. I have, all
John Mayer
concert. Guy's awesome. Yeah.
No, that's interesting. I didn't know men understood. I didn't know that men liked John Mayer. I thought he was men couldn't hear him. It was mumbles.
Yeah. It's interesting though. When you listen to the lyrics of the shit, it's man, that's everything I've ever been through. Just with women. Mm-hmm. But he's a womanizer. So,
Yeah.
That's not
bitches
me.
Ain't nothing but tricks
Wait,
and hoes, man.
He's a womanizer. You're saying that's everything you've been through. Does that make you a womanizer?
It makes me the manonizer, if that's a word, because
you've been manonized.
I've been manonized. They broke the shit out of my heart. So crazy.
Black soul
keep,
now.
Keep that, right. Keep that mayonnaise inside.
I feel like Manny. You need a good wingman. Are you single, Manny?
No.
No. We'll see. Then then fuck it.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter.
So
you just need a good wingman.
Last night we were at after a show I did last night. I went to this bar. They wanted to go because there's hot women there, at least to look at. Mm-hmm.
That's honest.
Well, this other comic, Jamal, he was there. He's kept looking at this one, these women wanted to get over there, and finally did. And then the woman was so drunk, he couldn't even talk to her.
Really. Right.
But it was funny because I was I talked to him. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, it was that debate between, yeah, it's nice to look at here, but
yeah.
Then I also just kept watching the sports I didn't care about mm-hmm. that was on the TV. Like, I like these chicken wings that I'm eating, but I'm like, I got a wife at home.
So you've
like,
given up on life is what you're saying.
Kind
so,
of.
That's all right.
But it makes it easier because I was like, gosh, because I'm just looking at the frustration. We were also watching these guys lurking around this.
Oh, there's a couple that the greatest girls that were ever? Great.
That like, I mean, they're really a couple really hot looking women there. Yeah. Like two, three of them. And there's these guys who kept like trying to talk to him and they were mm-hmm. talking, gave him a chance. And then you could just see the body language that they're putting the back to him.
Yeah.
And he just keeps looking and he's not. Like, just not giving up. And I'm like, guy, first you need to be 8 years younger and look at, yeah. you need your hair back.
That's
these
the thing.
Aren't gonna, these women
are like, no, interested. I don't know. I feel like that's not.
No, this is Kirkland.
Oh,
this,
it was Kirkland. Oh you were at yeah. the Valhalla. That's right.
Yeah, it was a different place we went to. Yeah. But they were.
Was this
the
last
Kirkland
night?
Crowd? Yeah. Oh, wow. There's no love if you yeah. were not.
Bellevue. Oh, yes. God. Last like, night? Shit. I was.
There'd be no love yeah. on well, the east side.
Well, for you, yeah, they would.
No, I'm not nearly like little enough and a swear.
No, trust me.
No, I get like.
Just push up the ladies and they'll be.
You know,
that's what I'm told. I just had my first like beverage ever bought for me. I'm really not aware that I'm a girl half the time.
Maybe personal, but they look natural.
Yeah, they
so
are.
That wouldn't fit in Bellevue.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I'm not really like I don't have like, enough.
You need to make them fake looking so that they're like.
It was crazy though. Like so, my buddy Kyle from Boston. We're like you know,
Boston.
It's from Boston. We were walking around. And, you know, everybody's trying to, like, do the last-minute hookup thing. You know, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, you remember that
yeah.
Chappelle Show episode where it was, like...
scrambling.
Yeah, exactly. Like, moments in hookup history where everybody's trying to, like, you know... And that's pretty much what it was. Like, there were these two Russian girls who came up to me. And they were like, oh, are you here having, you know, a good time? And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. They're like, what's your name? And I was like, Manny. They're like, okay, Manny. And I'm like, all right, what the fuck? And then they were like, so what are you drinking? And I was like, Bud Light. And they were like, well, get us a shot of tequila and a Corona. I was
get
like,
a
what
shot?
The
say what?
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna go over here. I was like, bomb a shot. Like,
so we were talking about this last
I've
night.
Never
the
done
expectation
that.
Of drinks of getting drinks, and I was like, yeah, you can buy him a drink, and they're like, not wasting money on a drink. That's what every guy does. I'm like, let's buy him some mozzarella sticks.
Exactly.
How about that? Send him over there.
They're full of self-loathing after fried cheese. Nothing says I want to make out with you.
I just thought, you know, do something different. Send him over some food. right?
See, this has never happened to me.
Wow, see?
Would you be insulted? Okay, but these girls were...
Okay, I'd
laugh.
Would you
be insulted if they sent food over to you?
I'd be like...
as a message?
Yeah.
Thank you.
These girls were wasted. I should have just been like, bartender, a fucking water for this.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Do you guys know who Cthulhu is?
Sounds familiar.
It's this H.P. Lovecraft, like, god of mind control or whatever. Oh. I don't... This is not the kind of nerd I am.
Yeah, yeah.
But I stole a...
Wait, you mean Scientologist?
Yes. Is that yeah. Well, yeah, that's
not
what
that kind of nerd, like a Scientologist.
Like, freaky, weird nerd.
All right.
Not in the fun, delightful way. But so I stole this cufflink from a guy in Vegas because it was an octopus. And I was like, that's hilarious. I'm stealing your cufflink. And he's like, you want to make out? And I was like, no, thank you, but I want your cufflink. And, so I took it, and he was short. I was going to win in the arm wrestling contest. So I took it, and I was wearing it. I was going out with my friend, and I was like, this fucking... And my boyfriend's like, you know who that is. It's Cthulhu. And I was like, I don't know what you're telling me right now.
Yeah.
And then he was like, mind control god. I'm like, oh, cool. We're going to use it. It's going to be our, like, anthem for the night. White girl wasted. Like, woo! Never do it. That's I'm telling your audience that. Do not dedicate. That is my tale of woe. That is the weird shit that happens.
Cthulhu.
Has nothing to do with burlesque. That is creepy.
Not to be confused with Shaka. Zulu.
No, that's good.
Or Chaka Khan.
Or Chaka Khan.
Her hair is really that big in real life.
Is it really?
Yes, I saw her on an airplane and it was like, oh,
she's saying,
I feel for you.
Right?
I think I love you.
It was my song. Shit, I missed the 80s. The best fucking time
of my
life.
That's why
you
get to go to her show.
You should, because I love
it. Again?
June 14th.
June 14th.
I've got a She-Ra. Yes, I've got a She-Ra submission.
What?
Isn't that good?
Nice. We were sitting there watching She-Ra with his little one.
I make mine watch Jim.
Oh, I love it.
Jim. Wait, was she a superhero?
Jim?
Well, sort of.
Well, no. I mean, I feel like Jem is like the girl Voltron.
Was it Jem and the Rockers or was it
Jem and the Holograms?
Holograms. That's what I. So okay, that's what I remember.
Yes.
What's the? Do they have a power?
Well, like her earrings, right?
Yeah, she has synergy.
Right.
And then, yes, I don't know why you have to say it that way too.
They say synergy.
Synergy is her like little computer friend that creates illusions. Yeah, they're really Jem and the Holograms have the Starlight Foundation. It's all very like.
Is that on Netflix?
I think my dad thought I was gay when I was little because of that shit. Because I used to watch Jem and the Holograms.
Are you kidding me? They were cute.
Well,
though.
They were. And then here's another thing. I kept asking him for a Barbie. I did. Okay, but let me explain. Here's the reason why I wanted a Barbie. It's because I wanted to take her clothes off because I was a pervert. Okay. And I just wanted to see boobs. And
I don't know if this is making the story any better.
It's not making
just
any
so
better.
You know.
So you tell you, like, we're at fucking, like, he used to work at this store called Thrifty's in California. And we went in, and he got me, like, a Barbie, like a Ken. And I was just so fucking pissed because Ken had, like, an afro. He looked like Don Cornelius. And I just wanted to see tits, you know what I mean? And so
Barbie tits or
Barbie tits aren't really anything special, but for you know a five-year-old,
four-year-old,
oh, I remember it being not.
It's
oh
life changing.
Okay,
it
I will admit when I saw Barbies or they were in, I would look under the skirt.
Oh, same here. Yeah,
they
I was
still
just
kind
like,
of do. Yeah, but they put underwear on.
They
them
put
now.
Underwear on them now. Yeah, and it says Mattel. I mean, I don't know. Why I know that now, but
that's some weird shit.
Some weird shit. All right, I'm Bratz
dolls.
Bratz, yeah,
with their big old DSLs. Where
right.
Thongs.
Thongs. Oh, thongs. Are you fucking yeah, a toy with fucking thongs?
Yeah.
Would it be
those are for bode
hey,
in my house.
Hey, let's go get you some more Barbies. Bringing my daughter like, oh, you really love Barb? Get her Barbies? Yeah. I like to look under their dresses.
Who is it? My buddy Adam. I'm not trying to bite his joke because I'm not going to do it justice. But this is a true story. His nieces are at that level now where, like, if Barbie gets a boo-boo, he has to kiss it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, it's like, you know, where's Barbie's boo-boo? And she's like, oh, on her arm, Uncle Adam. He kisses it. You know, it makes it all better. One day, she was like, Uncle Adam, can you kiss Barbie's boo-boo? He's like, where's it at? And she, like, spreads Barbie's legs. And I think the way Adam finishes the joke is he goes, well, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the room because, trust me, Uncle Adam knows how to make her feel better.
I'll tell you that
it's an awkward thing. It's what's funny about that is that's also a real thing with kids. Like, with my daughter growing up, she'd be like, "Kiss it, kiss it, kiss it."
Yeah.
And then the first time she had an owie down on her private, she'd like, "Kiss it." And
you're
like
oh, no.
Yeah, why not, Dad? I'm like, "Cause no,
it's inappropriate.
You don't do that.
Don't do that. That's not okay."
Yeah. Well, you kiss
this
my
is
butt?
How you got born.
Yeah. Who is it? Joe Rogan had a thing about his daughter like flipping out and screaming about not wanting to go to bed, and she like, I don't even want to repeat it. It's so dirty. She took two fingers and like shoved one up her butthole, and then one up her. She was like, "I'm not going to bed." I was like, "Holy shit!" If I have to look forward to that as a fucking parent,
yeah,
I don't want that. That's no, nobody told me that. Did you know that
exactly?
My daughter's never shoved her.
Yeah, I'm just like, wow.
Okay, it's a delicate balance.
It is.
No, my daughter keeps trying to put things. Things in there, toys.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, don't. And she's like, well, she's curious, but
it's like nature's purse.
Yeah,
I don't want
to. Nature's purse.
Trying to explain, you're gonna get sick. You can't just do this
exactly.
And like, but trying not to make her feel self conscious about
and with
touching
the shame
her.
And yeah,
I don't want her to be shamed about touching herself, but I don't want her to touch herself.
Exactly. You know, it's crazy because
just
like,
don't
discover
know about
this
it.
Later. Yeah, because I mean.
It in the bathtub exactly. When I'm not there.
Because his Uncle Manny, you know, it's like, I don't know the rules between me and, like, my nephew. You know, he wants to do weird shit. He's like, hey, help me go to the bathroom. I was like, ah, yeah, little buddy, you can just go by yourself.
Yeah, you sit down.
Exactly. And then, like, you know, I'm over here babysitting, and then all of a sudden I hear, I don't want to wear clothes. I'm like, I don't. I was like, just look at the floor, man. Yeah, just look at the fucking floor.
Daughter coming out and showing her butt to
I was just like, all right, I don't want to see that.
Stop.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand. She thinks it's hilarious to show someone
her butt.
Her butt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, that's going to be hilarious, Sierra, when you create a felony.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
You're going to get someone arrested.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah. No longer funny.
Yeah.
Turns out.
Man, like, he's a sex offender now because he saw something gross.
I've had to tell, like, I try to make sure her thing, like, when she understands things, like, to go, like, I'm afraid how things happen sometimes because I'm like, the way they repeat them. And then I'm like, I go, okay, wait, you tell me again what. Tell me again what we
have
just
you gotten
did
caught?
Here.
Yeah,
have you gotten caught yet with the sexy time?
What?
Oh, walked in on her?
Yeah, has she caught you?
She walked in on you.
Has not. She has no. She hasn't seen it. She's more disrupted it.
Well, that is their job.
Yeah.
In the well, just in the I want water. And you're like, oh, you're like, oh,
so does daddy.
Get it your damn self.
Exactly.
No.
I got caught. And so it was the same sort of thing where it's like.
But did they walk in on you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. Like, for real.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, for real.
I got to get locks. On?
Like, no.
Oh, see, that's...
See, no, but it wasn't. It
you
wasn't.
Had the fucking was... monkey bars and shit.
Yes.
Mom, what are you wearing?
It's real talk. This real talk, right? Yeah, we're all friends now. But no, straight up, mm-hmm. I got caught performing fellatio.
Oh.
And she was like, "What are you doing, Mom?"
Wait, how old is she?
She just turned 6.
Oh,
yeah.
You're silly. What
are you doing? And then she was like, "Why is that in your mouth?"
Oh my God.
And that's when we all died inside. It was the moment. Like, my boyfriend, we've been together for several years. Yeah, she calls him dad. Yeah. Like, it's, you know, he just hilarious. Throws his arm over his head and was just like, I just can't do this. And then I had to go downstairs and figure out how to have this talk.
Yeah.
And then, like, how to not have that.
Talk, but.
Story come back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like
oh, exactly.
In school or exactly. Via your ooh. Mom yeah, or. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's things to look forward to.
I do think I do remember she hadn't come in the room yet, but having to talk to her through the door whilst I'm inside of something.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, don't, we can't just, move. We don't want to squeak
move.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
See
here.
No, you just need to go just back to bed. I'll be out there in a minute. Just, you can watch TV if you go right now. Okay.
You can have a puppy and candy. Just exactly. Leave.
You could have your own house at this
yes.
point.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, I know that game. Yeah.
Man.
Those are things to look forward to.
Right.
Fuck.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know about
any
of that business.
Yeah.
But... intense like, hand gestures, yeah. But yeah.
Mm. Little, see, and like, I wonder if I'll have boys or girls, but it's just, I feel like it's, I don't know which is better.
Boys are harder in the beginning, I hear, because they're just feral.
Oh,
little
okay.
boys are just feral. Have you like hung out with like a 3-year-old boy?
Is yeah.
They're also not, they don't see, their brains don't just develop yet. And they like,
girls
they
will jump off shit.
They will just keep like doing the same thing again and keep getting hurt.
Insanity.
Or.
Yeah. Right, expecting a different outcome.
Did they just put things in their mouth?
Dude,
eat?
I like yeah,
their
when
nose?
I was, yeah, when I was 4, I shoved tape up my nose, and it was up there for like a month, my mom said. She said, I kept hearing this ticking in your nose, and then one day, like, you sneezed, and all this fucking tape came out. I was like, and she was like, what composed you to put tape up your nose? I was like, the next door neighbors told me to do it.
Mention it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Don't mention it for a whole.
Yeah. I didn't mention it for a fucking month. She was like, I was like, at what point as a parent did you not say something was wrong? From a,
when there's like your nostrils all like.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. My neighbors were fucked up. Like we were all the same age, but you know, like one kid was like 1 year older than us, right?
So then just like harass the shit out of you.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Right. I remember like one day I took like, you know, like because we used to like try to do karate and shit and he used to kick the shit out of me. Right. Uh-huh. And then one day I ate some Kellogg's Frosted Flakes and I was like, I know this kid.
Feeling it.
Yeah. I'm feeling it today. And I whooped the shit out of him and it was great. And his mom was like, man, he beat up my son and blah, blah, blah. And so we couldn't hang out for like a week. But the craziest thing was I remember one day we were all like, because there were girls in our neighborhood, too. So we were all hanging out. We're like 5. And everybody just gets naked for some reason because Brian's like, hey, I'll give everybody a baseball card. I'm like, this is borderline sexual offender shit right now. But
when you're 5, you're like, I love baseball cards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I definitely wasn't packing back then, so I remember that shit. It was like an Audi belly button. That shit was horrible.
Okay.
But you're 5, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so coming up. Dates for you? You got your
June 14th.
June 14th. Yes, June 14th. I'm very excited about it. I'm polling the audience.
Are tickets on sale yet?
No.
Get them up.
I know. Well, apparently the Rebar does not really do that. They just do at the door, cash at the door. I think.
How many seats does Rebar?
The Rebar is bigger than the Jewel Box.
Okay.
Which is
60 seats.
Yeah, because I'd put something on Facebook. Just I was like. I was listening to like White Snake and I was like, 80s burlesque, this is amazing. And then people's like, do it. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. That's totally how it started. It was straight peer pressure.
Nice.
Which is fun. I'm pro that. So I decided to go with the Rebar because it's a bigger stage, a bigger venue.
Oh, there you go.
I'm hoping that I can figure out if I can have a smoke machine because that would be epic.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
But so, yeah, that's June 14th, and then we're doing the Laugh Track, and I'm very excited.
The what?
Laugh Track.
Yeah. Doing that.
Remember?
On the 18th. Okay. Okay. Oh, that's
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Dumbass.
And then with you. And then
on the 18th?
Didn't you say
the weekend
I'm on the,
of
May 18th?
Oh, May 18th. Yeah. Sorry. Comedy Track.
Yes. You said I laugh. Oh, I'm sorry.
I like Laugh Track better.
You said Laugh Track.
Laugh Track sounds better, doesn't it, than Comedy Track?
I've already registered the domain.
See, so Manny does matter.
All right, fair enough.
That is a good name, though.
Yeah. And then we're also doing...
April 6th?
Yes.
Carnal Comedy?
Yes.
At the,
I'm doing
at the
a
Rendezvous?
Little, yes, oh. A Hipster's Paradise.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, for that?
Yeah, I've got a couple of girlfriends that...
Wait, Hipster's Paradise? Is that like the...
Coolio
is a
Hipster's Paradise, right?
The Weird Al version?
No, I'm going to have my friends sing... Yeah, instead of like Gangster's Paradise, and then we're doing an act to the very trendy, the very popular, by the way. That's a word right there. Popular. Little Thrift Store by the Macklemore.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're...
Yeah, that's going to be at the Rendezvous. That's the show I'm producing.
Sweet.
Yep.
So Carnal Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be Lady Lux Burlesque and some other fabulous comics.
Awesome.
Yes.
Comedy and burlesque collage.
Yes.
Boobs and glitter.
Exactly.
There's
two
nothing
boobs.
That makes nothing makes anything better than like laughing and glitter and boobs.
Yes.
They should go together always.
How many comics are on that?
I think three. I got Monica Nevy and Hannah Boone.
Okay.
Coming up from that. So two girl comics. I think there's gonna be one other guy, but
it's very cold at the Rendezvous and very tiny in the backstage.
I know. I can't wait to host.
There you go.
There's also Trogdor on the back wall. Anyone know Trogdor or Strong Bad? You're not my people. There is also, because there's, you know, graffiti all over in the backstage. I'm stage kitting a show there right now, and there is a Stormtrooper penis.
Wow.
To look forward to at the Rendezvous. Look
that
for it backstage.
Awesome.
Explain what a stage kitten is.
I bend over and pick things up.
Okay. Wow, that is awesome.
That is
burlesque dancers,
that's their job.
Comedians, Stormtrooper penis.
Yeah, when I'm not performing, it's you stage kitten a lot when you're, you know, getting your lumps, basically meeting people.
Yeah.
And
lovely lady lumps.
Lovely lady lumps. There you go. Check it out.
Manny-licious.
Manny-licious?
That's what my gay coworker calls me.
Fergalicious?
Manny-licious.
Yeah.
Manny-licious.
That's a little sexual harassment.
I was thinking about it. I was like,
that's
5 million motherfuckers.
That's okay. Mine was Bristow. Rhymes with Cristal. Yeah, that was mine.
No, mine's Manny-licious Martini. That's what they call me. I don't know why. That's what Rick... I feel like the gay community just calls me Manny-licious Martini. I don't get it.
Like, make you a shirt.
That's what I'm saying,
bedazzle
right?
Bedazzle it.
Bedazzle the shit out of this.
That should be the drink. They should have a drink at the parlor for you.
Manny-licious
Martini. Manny-licious Martini.
I'm gonna pitch that.
And yeah, and you should...
I should just make a drink.
You should say, I sell so many of these, I need to get a bonus.
Yes. Two-part Ruthie, one part... Holy shit.
It'll be worse than the night of Cthulhu drinking.
Exactly. I'm going to use it. Only men can order it, though. And it's going to be for ladies to give to men that are just bugging the shit out of them. Well, he's talking too much. Here you go, pal. Good night.
You're annoying.
Exactly.
I bought you a drink.
Yes.
Have the Manny-licious.
Martini.
For when that guy's getting annoying.
Exactly. See all these guys.
I feel like some girls need those, too.
Oh, yeah.
There are some girls.
Tired of hearing her talk.
Yeah. I think that's honest.
You know, you don't want to roofie a girl. You just want to
shut
her up.
Yeah.
No, fair enough.
Like something just swells the tongue up enough.
Something's wrong with me. You better go to a doctor.
No, she'd keep talking.
Exactly.
Let's be honest. If you that girl that you were like, please muzzle.
Yeah.
If you gave her something that made her tongue bitch, I don't know why. It's so big. I can't get talking. It'd be bad.
Yeah.
Well, then it might be time for a party.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
And then Daryl's. We have a show of Daryl's in May, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
You are booked.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy happening.
Yeah.
Comedy producing.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's
kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
Well, that's why I work with him. And then we've got, Happen to Be Black on the 28th?
We're gonna do a little plug before we do this.
Oh, cool.
But for her.
I guess, well, fuck mine.
Well, fuck that.
I plugged yours on my Facebook page.
Why, thank you.
Sweet.
I did.
Yay. Okay, thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
enjoy your, you know, on like the Nerdcast, they say enjoy your burrito, or like enjoy your malt liquor. I don't know.
I've never, I don't know.
It's a little ghetto, a little 40-year-oldie.
Enjoy your Ovaltine. Or
that's a little wholesome. Liquor. Let's find something in the middle.
Yeah.
Enjoy malt your liquor, Ovaltine.
Enjoy your what's middle.
No. Well, that's good enough. Enjoy your middle.
There you go. I enjoyed my middle.
She literally did.
I did. I rubbed my middle.
Yeah.
Rub in the middle.
Yeah. Yep.
On black and a half.
Yeah.
Yes. Come to black and a half and rub your middle. Rub your middle.
There you go. Put that on business cards. That's your swag right there.
Exactly.
Market that shit.
Boom.